Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Hallelujah. No ordinary worship. Come on and just give God praise today. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. God has given us another day. Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. If you stay tuned in with me, you are guaranteed to grow in every area of your life. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, evangelist, attorney, Rossi Williams, and we are in the books of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 today. Again, that is Hebrews 12, verse 14. And Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire and how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire Devotion, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, still ensure that you never miss one powerful teaching by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the letters or message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF, only two letters, DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching, or follow online at blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, prior sermons, the ability to send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, to donate, to support the ministry, and everything else you need is at rawsi.org, rawsi.org, and you can follow me on social media at Rossi Williams, rawsi, that's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Make sure you follow because you do not want to miss this. This is a series this week. And we're going to go to the books of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 14, and then Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9, reading from the KJV. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire. It's five lessons from my father. Five lessons from my father. And today, we are going to deal with lesson one. Last month, being the month of July, specifically on July 21st, 2020, my dad passed away. And I had the blessing and privilege of eulogizing his funeral. And I say blessing and privilege not only because he is my dad, but biologically, he is my stepdad. He is actually my youngest sibling's
biological father. And she is 10 years, well, 9.5 years younger than me. So when her dad came into our lives, my mother already had 4 children. And I was really only about 8.5 to 9 years old when he came into our lives. And so he was in my life from the time of me being a kid until I graduated high school and left for the Army, he and my mom together. So he was my dad. But again, he was my youngest sister's biological dad, and he had 2 grown children because he'd been married before he and my mom got together. So it was an honor and a privilege that no one took issue with me eulogizing him. And the eulogy I gave was 5 lessons from my father. Since that sermon, so many people have requested it, and we thought we recorded it, but the recording laptop, I found out after the service was over, experienced a technical difficulty with the person who was overseeing that, and it erased the sermon. So I have had so many people ask me for this because the funeral was also broadcast live on Zoom for those who could not attend because we maintained social distancing, that I'm going to reteach that this week. Lesson number 1, every action does not deserve a reaction. Every action does not deserve a reaction. In the books of Hebrews 12, verse 14, and Matthew 5, chapter 9, that I just read unto you, the Bible focused on the significance of us trying to live a peaceful life. It said, follow peace with all men. In other words, pursue peace, seek peace, strive for peaceful relationships in your home, in your family, with your friends, on your job, in your church, in your ministry, in your business, even in your own mind, deal with the inner conflicts and ethical dilemmas of yourself. Follow peace, glory, and holiness, because without this, no man shall see the Lord. And then in Matthew 5:9, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, in the Sermon on the Mount. For you shall be called the children of God. Lesson 1, every action, every taint, every slight, every rumor, every accusation, every lie does not deserve a reaction. Lessons from my father. You see, as you go throughout life, somebody, if you live long enough, is going to lie on you. Somebody is going to backstab you. Someone is going to spread a rumor on you. Someone is going to talk about you and scandalize your name. Someone is going to put an action out there against you. Someone might even sue you. Someone is going to talk about your parents. Someone is going to call your mama a name. Someone's going to talk about your dad. Someone is going to talk about your children. On your job, someone is going to try to come in and usurp your authority or try to diminish your glow to make themselves look better out of envy or jealousy, or because they're just low down and no good. Every action. In your home, somebody, and in your family, is not going to appreciate the good that you have done. Somebody is going to talk about you despite you having bent over backwards to help them. In your friend's circle, somebody is going to try to go in and sleep with your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife. Somebody is going to smile in your face but talk about you behind your back. Somebody is going to post some lies on social media. Somebody is going to give you some negative reviews. Every action is coming if you live long enough. But the lesson from my father is you don't always have to react. Isn't this good word? You don't always have to give the person what he or she wants, which is a reaction. You don't always have to get mad. You don't always have to respond on their post. You don't always have to let everybody know your side of the story. Every action does not deserve a reaction. Sometimes you got to learn, as Kenny Rogers used to sing, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away. And you got to know when to run. There will be times that you will need to speak up. Because your name is at stake, your business is at stake, your marriage is at stake, your ministry is at stake, your reputation is at stake, your children are at stake, your life is at stake, your finances, your health, your very salvation is at stake. But there will also be times that you need to just let it go and give it to God. In the book, hallelujah, of Romans, chapter 12, verse 19, the Lord said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Again, this doesn't mean that you don't have to stand up, because even as an attorney, daily I'm filing lawsuits for people who need to stand up. The action did deserve a reaction. As a business, there are times I need to stand up. Sometimes people will go out and they will lie on me even though I've won their case. I've never lost a civil case, and I've represented over hundreds of clients. I've only lost one criminal, and that client trusted me enough that I'm representing his appeal right now. But still, clients will get mad because they'll go out and mess up their case or do things they're not supposed to do. And instead of taking accountability for their own disobedience, they'll try to lie on Miss Williams or lie on my office. There are times I stand up, and there are times I just let them go and say I'll never represent a case from them again. Every action does not deserve a reaction. There are some people that you just got to give to God, because only God can change the heart. But now, don't get me wrong, before we go into prayer, there are times that you will stand up. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. It didn't say you can't be angry, because there is such thing as righteous anger. It just said don't sin in the process of your anger. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8, there's a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. So there is a time to fight. In John 2:15, Jesus made a scourge of small cords, and he drove the money changers out of the temple. He turned the tables over. So you see, there is such a righteous anger. There are times that you need to turn the table over to bring about righteousness and to defeat the wickedness. There are times that you need to whip the devil and everybody serving him out of your life and out of your atmosphere. But you need to seek God for the understanding to know again when to speak and when to be silent, when to fight and when to just stand still and hold your peace, because every action does not deserve a reaction. Lessons, five lessons from my father. Finally, before we go into prayer, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, the Bible teaches us to pray without ceasing. See, prayer is what will give you the ability to have the discernment of when to speak and when to hold your peace. Prayer is what will give you the power to walk in the spirit instead of in the flesh, so that when you do respond, your response will come from a pure heart, a place of righteousness, so that it edifies the hearer, rebukes the hearer, produces change in the spirit of the hearer, because only the anointing of God destroys the yoke. If you respond in the flesh, you're going to get a fleshly result. But if you respond in the spirit, even in righteous anger and even rightfully and righteously rebuking someone, then the spirit will change because of it. Even if the person cusses you out, the Spirit of God convicted them and they heard you. Five lessons from my Father. Lesson one, every action. Isn't this good word? Does not deserve a reaction. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and worship him. Isn't this a good word? Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you and we thank you. We praise you for giving us another day. We praise you for our lives, health and strength. We thank you, God, for a sound mind. We thank you for a place to stay, whether God is an apartment, a condo, a house, or a mansion. We thank you, Lord, for breath in our body, whether it's a body that has sickness or a body that's in excellent health. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Father, we praise you for today's word to help us to learn when to speak and when to be silent. To help us quit getting on social media, responding to every post, always fighting battles on social media, always calling folks about what someone posted on social media, always in a fight, always in an argument, always striving, never at peace, never a whole peaceful day, because we are allowing every action to get a reaction out of us. Anybody can say anything and we respond. They know if they come to us and say the buzzwords, they got to fight. They got what we want, what they wanted. We are acting like fools, acting like those with no knowledge, no Jesus, fighting about things that are petty, that in the big scheme of things do not even matter within the context of the anointing, destiny, and talents you placed on our lives. Every action does not deserve a reaction. Now, Lord, I come praying for everyone listening now and those with whom they will share this later and those who will listen to the recording later, Father, that they will understand and obtain the discernment of when to speak and when not to speak, when to be righteously and rightfully angry and when to let go, when to try to talk to someone about a situation and when to just give them to you, when to fight and when to just say the vengeance and this has to be done by God, when God, when to react and when to just move on. In Jesus' name we pray and we say thank you, Lord. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Come on and tell God thank you wherever you are. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to do the altar call and then end with your task. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have anger management issues, for those of you who have temper problems, for those of you who just can't let nobody punk you as the way you've been living this, for those of you who just got to be real, for those of you who just must keep it 100, you can't let nobody disrespect you. In other words, you always give a reaction to every action. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. Lord, I want to have control over my temper. Lord, I want to have control over my spirit. Glory. Lord, I want to decide when I will react in accordance with your word. I want peace unless anger is necessary. I want silence unless speaking is required. I want no war, glory, unless war is mandatory for the circumstances. Now, Father, I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. And for those of you who were backslidden, welcome home. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. You're attending your service. You are getting plugged into your ministry, and you're spending time with God every day. That is how you stay saved. So put on your calendar, right, and your reminders to spend time with the Lord here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire Devotion. And if you know you can't tune in live, you need to follow today. Because when you do, you will get this teaching text to you, and you'll be able to go back over all of these scriptures. You can send the text to your friends and family, help them to learn these five lessons. You can post it on your social media. Post something good for a change. Follow by texting the message or letters DF. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You can do it right now, and you'll receive a confirmation text. All right, our topic for today is five lessons from my father. Lesson one, every action does not deserve a reaction. Your task for today is to control your reactions. Satan's going to throw some curveballs at you now that you've been saved, delivered, set free, and rededicated. But I want you to choose whether or not you'll react, and then choose what the reaction will be in accordance with God's word. This is Evangelist Attorney Roxy Williams. I'll see you live in the morning at 7. You don't have to let them push your buttons. Five lessons from my father.
It's been a long